Spring break. I've been taking a break. For any of those who have followed my show over the years, this is the longest break I've taken since 2018 in recording shows. I'm calling it my cool pause spring break, and it's been liberating. It's so wonderful to use that word in such a positive way on Liberation Day. What does being liberated mean to you? I will tell you, for me, what liberation is in 2025 is clear knowing on the pursuit of self-mastery. And I've been saying 2025, my mantra is health, safety, family, finance, future. Health, safety, family, finance, future. One more time. Health, safety, family, finance, future. And I can feel like I can smile. I can even hear it in my voice. I want you to know, wherever you are in the world, whether you're in a war-stricken country, if you're here in the US and you were part of any sort of hurricane devastation, natural disaster. Here in Los Angeles, as we know, we had the most devastating January 7th fires in the Palisades and then the Eaton fires. And I have been holding sacred space for my dear, dear friend who thankfully is still alive. She evacuated, we figured it out probably with 5 minutes to go. We now know all the fire patterns, and luckily we resonate with faith and hope. And I'm feeling, hand on my heart, so much more able to even do a show. I was so much holding space for Los Angeles, for the fires, the natural disaster, for humanity. And then I had, since October 1st, I had 18 weekends of patient emergencies, including emergencies on Thanksgiving and Christmas Day. So I felt like I was just in the trenches, like the frontline battlefield of helping people to figure out why to stay on earth. And I don't make my brand about suicide prevention or mental health in a scare, like in a scary or fear-based way. I'm really about the cognitive reframe, modeling through action instead of telling people what to do. I think one of the reasons why I love the fact that I've been MIA, missing in action, from social media and shows is that why would you ever in a million years listen to an influencer or someone that you're wanting to, help emulate the highest level of mind, body, soul health if they can't walk the walk themselves? So my spring break and my cool pause show, which is this show, is to just pop in for a minute. I'm gonna pretty much still be off the grid until summertime. I feel like when there's any sort of grief or loss or trauma, it's so important as human beings. One of the biggest gifts we have of being human and reincarnating as human is our feelings. And you've heard me talk about the universal truths of all sentient beings go through moments of now, which are crisis, stabilization, and thrive. And the more we lean into our suffering, lean into our feelings, and really let ourselves feel, and then use that energy for greater inner peace and action, the more we can have self-mastery and we can have our own unique ascension. So here on this Liberation Day, and I'm being a little bit cheeky, I think Liberation Day is every day, and it's not just on April 2nd. It's literally when we can feel liberated and know ourselves, know thyself, go deeper into your own awareness, your own self-love, and your own ability to figure out what your unique service mission is to yourself, your family, and community through altruism on this earth ride. So I just wanted to let you all know, in February, I would use the word I was feeling fucked off. I was so annoyed. I was so angry. When you go through stages of grief, I felt like between some of the most recent in the last 7 or 8 years, things that I've experienced through recovery from a financial fraud, being there at the time in Maui when the Maui fires were there. Now my dearest best friend, Sacred Soul Sister, almost dying in the Palisades fires. And then I had two people that were close in my inner circle that did things that were just ridiculous. And I don't even know if one of them I'll ever probably decide to talk to again. I have to tell you the layers of things that happened. When things happen, they are there for a lesson or an experience. So I used February to just be a great mother, continued great mother, doctor, and work through my feeling states. And now I'm feeling more like myself, but I'm feeling so liberated by not doing as many shows and focusing my attention and intention on things I can do for my family, for future creative endeavors in 2026. I have been offered many opportunities that I've said no to. When I don't know the levels of integrity of new people that well, I'm a no. And all the, if you look, I challenge you to look at your own, what liberation means to you, what your own unique awareness is, where you're at in your self-love tour, because I will tell you this right now, if you stop and do your own life review, even write down a timeline and things that you might have worked through, whether you've had a diagnosis of cancer, you've lost a loved one, you've had a financial strife, when you look back at it and you go through it again, it's an academic and spiritual exercise for greater self-love and awareness. The only way we can truly feel liberated on Liberation Day every day is to know thyself and really lead with the heart. I launched some music about what being in integrity is. And to me, in integrity is leading with the heart and trusting that you have all your own answers. You think for yourself and you ascend, and you ascend through your own medium that you choose. And you do it with grace, you do it with humility, and you do it at your own pace, no one else's pace. It's not about how many followers we have or views or what we say yes or no to. We're really in a constant state of self-mastery. And then I think one of the biggest gifts we can have as human beings is remembering to use our creativity. And I've so much more to share, but this is it. This is a happy spring break. I'm going to continue to take a break for a while, cool pause. And I wanted this to come right on this very, very profound Liberation Day. Sending love to all sentient beings, past, present, and future. Thank you.